Brevard County's Praise and Worship Station. Your radios are tuned in to WMIE 91.5 FM.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Good day to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning in to the Refresh radio program right here on 91.5 FM, today's Modern Worship. We want to thank you for making us part of your day. My name is Bob Arthurs. I pastor Merritt Assembly of God. We're located right in the central part of Brevard County, Merritt Island. We might not be exactly in the middle of Brevard County, if you're on Merritt Island, our church sits about two blocks north of 520. It sits about two blocks off of Courtney Parkway. We're about two blocks due west of the Home Depot Plaza. And so that's where we are. That used to be a residential neighborhood, and it was a great spot for a church back in the 1950s when the church started. And it's now primarily a mixed-use area. There's some people that live there. There's some businesses that are there, and there's a lot of development and activity that are going on, some refurbishment that is going on in the area. And for that, we are very excited. But, you know, we're still looking to be a blessing. So we've got some exciting things that are coming up in the month of March, that I wanted to tell you about. We're going to be having a, Be a Blessing yard sale event that is coming up in the month of March. So we're going to be doing quite a bit of work, getting ready for that. And, we'll be sharing more of those details as they come along. So, this coming week, we have a missionary that is going to be speaking for us. February is the month that we make our missions faith promises. And last year, we got as close to fulfilling our faith promise as we had ever been. We were a few hundred dollars shy of a milestone mark, and our goal was only a few thousand dollars above that. So we missed it by just a little bit, but what you need to know is we set that number kind of on the high side. And so we're very thankful for everybody who donates and helps us to take the gospel of Jesus Christ, not only to our congregation or our community, but all throughout Brevard County and all around the globe. The missions footprint of Merritt Assembly of God is extensive, with over 60 missionaries that we support on a monthly basis. So we want to say thank you today to the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281, 321-208-2281. I've told you about my personal interactions with them. I speak with them on the phone every once in a while, and out of all of the things that I've talked about their excellent work that they do and, you know, what great people they are, I was talking with Dan, and he said, my favorite thing that you mention about us is that we love Jesus. And that's great. Now, I can tell you this, loving Jesus and being great at your job are two things that should coexist, and they do coexist with Coastal Image Landscapes. But I've known some people who love Jesus and were lousy at their jobs. That's the room for improvement. Coastal Image Landscapes is not like that. They love Jesus, but they are also phenomenal at their jobs. They have many creative ideas. They are not afraid of hard work, and they will put their best effort forward on your project and make your yard look like everything you want it to be. So call Dan and the folks at Coastal Image Landscapes, 321-208-2281. Tell them you heard about them on the Refresh radio program, and that would be greatly appreciated. So, I mentioned that we have a missionary this week. We're doing our missions emphasis slightly different this year. We've got a missionary this week. We've got a missionary ministry from Brevard County Special Gathering that is going to be with us on the 19th. And my wife is actually having a medical procedure done today, and then that's going to require some recuperative time. And her mother's got a birthday that is coming up, and we haven't got to see her in over a year. And so we're going to be going on a road trip and seeing her mom. But we know that great things are going to take place at Merit Assembly of God over the next couple of weeks as God stretches our faith. And we hope that you will come and be a part of what God is doing. So yesterday, we were in Hebrews chapter 1. Today, we're still in Hebrews chapter 1. And it says, but to the Son, he says, your throne, O God, is forever and ever. A scepter of righteousness is the scepter of your kingdom. You have loved righteousness and hated lawlessness. Therefore, God, your God, has anointed you with the oil of gladness more than your companions. Yesterday, we were talking about this mindset of hating lawlessness, and that means that you develop a mindset that says, I realize that lawlessness and whatever individual components that would fall in line with lawlessness that are forbidden in the scriptures or are mandated in the scriptures, we don't comply with that. You see, lawlessness has two different applications. Lawlessness says, well, I know God says I'm not supposed to do this, but I'm going to do it anyway. The other application of lawlessness is I know that God said that I should do this, but I'm not going to do it. Those are two sides of the same coin. Both of them are lawless. They don't care what the law of God has to say. And so it's a disregard for the boundaries and the mandates that God has for us. And so Jesus has a mindset towards those things that he wants to put as much distance from himself and that lifestyle as possible. So you and I should aspire to do the same thing, to make sure that there is little to no lawlessness in our lives. And so we continue to live a life of righteousness because we don't want anything separating us or putting distance between us and God. I mentioned at the very tail end of yesterday's program that there are different mindsets that people have towards lawlessness, and it will many times go like this. Let me get back to my notes I've jotted down here. They have a mindset of defending behavior that they don't want to surrender. They have a mindset of defending behavior that they don't want to surrender. And so sometimes the arguments will go like this. Well, the Bible really doesn't specifically address this. And so, therefore, I am free to do that. And they choose to embrace that behavior, even though they know that it has negative impact on their, on the quality of life that they lead, the quantity of life that they lead, the relationships that they have, that even though they realize that there's some strains that impact them spiritually, physically, mentally, emotionally, and financially. That's one thing. Well, it's not specifically addressed, so therefore I'm going to continue to do it. One of the more predominant mindsets that I encounter are people who rationalize their behavior, that even though there are consequences to it, there are people that say, oh, well, I'm not the pastor, so I don't have to live under that same standard. Really? I understand that there's different levels of accountability, and that according to the revelation you have, the revelation that you have of Jesus will manifest itself in the life that you lead. If you do not have an intensifying revelation of Jesus, then you're going to plateau in your change, in your transformation, and you will become the level of Jesus that you see. I don't believe that God wants us to reach a place where we plateau or we get stuck. I believe that he wants us to continue to pursue Jesus and to become more like him each and every day, in the way that we think, the way that we speak, the things that we do, the things that we don't do, that each and every day that there is a modification that takes place, that we are refined and made more like him. And so through the years, there have been people that I have encountered, and they would say this. Well, now, I'm going to throw a couple of examples out there. One of them has to do with immorality. Literally, I've had people that have told me that they didn't think that God was judging immorality anymore the way that he did in biblical times. That's just deception. It is just flat out deception. God's standards still haven't changed. When humanity was created, the focus on morality continued to become more intense. It never diminished in intensity. The revelation continued to where by the time the New Testament comes around, it is one man, one wife, one union with God, being part of that and developing a threefold cord that is not easily broken. And so there are people who've said, well, heterosexual immorality is not a big deal to God. Yes, it is. It is less than God's plan for your life. There are people who have tried to say, well, homosexual immorality is not a big deal to God. Well, it is. It is. You have to play all sorts of mental gymnastics, spiritual gymnastics, to try and explain away lawless behavior. And I just want you to know, I'm not here condemning anybody, because I know this, that apart from Jesus Christ, I have the potential to be one of the most lawless people on the face of the earth. So in my life, let's go back to the first example. There have been things that the Holy Spirit put his finger on in my life that were not specifically delineated in the scriptures as being something encouraged or discouraged. But the Holy Spirit convicted me and said, I want you to repent of that. I want you to be forgiven of that. And I want you to remove that behavior from your life. And because he's God and I'm not God, I've said yes. So there are some people who have told me through the years that they had a special dispensation from God, that they were going to be able to conduct themselves in an immoral relationship, and then they would repent and everything was going to be okay. That's called deception. The way to rid yourself of that is to adopt the same mindset that Jesus has towards lawlessness, and that is, I don't want to have anything to do with it. And I can tell you that the end result of that behavior did not end up well. I've got a friend, a dear friend. He loves Jesus. And he talked about, he shared his testimony years ago about how when he was younger, he just decided that he was going to dabble in some things that he wasn't raised to be involved in. And he thought it would be a very simple thing to come back. But lawlessness does not let go of a person's life all that easy. Thank God he made the journey, got lawlessness out of his life, and I tell you, he learned a valuable lesson, and that is sometimes the journey back is a very, very hard and difficult road. Some of the substances that people partake in, they will have a mindset of defending those things, even, you know, not being intellectually honest with what the Word of God has to say. So there have been many times, well, the Bible never says this. Well, let me tell you, I'm still reading my Bible after, you know, being in the ministry for 40 some years. I'm still reading my Bible, even though I've preached from almost every page in the book, and I'm still having the Holy Spirit show me things that I don't remember ever having focused on. Sometimes I've seen it in other areas, and it's like, oh, wow, look at that. That's awesome. My wife, back in, what month was that? January. She was putting together her Women of Worth Bible lesson that they were going to have that night. And she said, I want you to read my notes, and I want you to tell me what you think. And I said, it's very good. It's very good. I said, I don't know that I have ever seen that or heard anyone that connected the passage in the Old Testament with the passage in the New Testament. I'd never... You know, and look, there's no egos in our family. My daughter is a phenomenal preacher. My wife is a phenomenal preacher. My youngest daughter is a phenomenal children's minister. My daughter-in-law is a phenomenal worship leader. My son is doing a phenomenal job as a youth leader in their church. There's not any egos there. And so we all realize that we're on a journey, and that journey, that pilgrimage that we are on with Jesus, should be taking us from strength to strength, from faith to faith, from glory to glory, and from one level of understanding to another level of understanding. And in all of that journey, not one time Have we ever come to a place and we said, oh, look, we can participate in this sin over here because it's not going to cause harm? That just doesn't happen. I tell people, I don't live my life with any regrets for the things that I've done for God, but I do have many regrets for the things, the opportunities, the privileges that God extended to me that I didn't take advantage of. And then if I find out that lawless behavior actually stole a blessing of God from me, then I'm really upset at myself. So the point that I really wanted to share here is that if you ever find yourself in a position of defending lawless behavior in your life, that mindset, that behavior, that defense is indicative of the fact that you're in spiritual bondage, not walking in the spiritual freedom that Jesus wants you to walk in. It's the defending of lawlessness that says, it should tell us, what in the world am I doing? I'm not here to defend a lifestyle less than what God desires for me. I should be purging that thing from my life. So a friend of mine hosted one of our Assemblies of God ministers meetings. This is Pastor Bernie. And he was describing the refining process and how that the ore is refined whenever that which is precious is exposed to extreme temperatures to where it is liquefied. And then when it is liquefied, it becomes much easier to separate that which is worthless from that which is priceless. And I would say that Jesus working in our life to rid us of lawlessness is the same process. That he deals with us in such a life that he says, you may not even know that this little nugget of imperfection exists in your emotions. You might not realize that it's tucked away in a secret place in your heart and you've hidden it away for so long that you've even forgot that it existed, but I haven't. And so if you find yourself and lawlessness comes to the surface, don't try and justify it. Don't try and explain it away. But instead, repent of it and realize that God has brought that to the surface because he hates the lawlessness in your heart because it's preventing you from walking in the blessings of righteousness that God has for you. I remember hearing a story one time about a pastor, and in this story, it's fictitious. In this story, the pastor gets to heaven, and there's the escort, you know, in all of these tours, there's always a tour that is given, a welcome tour, and the pastor sees all of these things, tangible things, and they're all wrapped. They have shipping labels on them, and he looks at them and he realizes that those were things that really could have made a ministry impact. And so he said, what are all of these things? And he said, well, these are things that we had ready for you in the ministry that you had while you were on earth. And he said, well, why didn't you send them? He said, those could have made a huge difference. I feel as if there could have been much more fruit. And the guide says, well, you never asked for them. And so I have a little bit of a different mindset that some people do. Some people ask big, and they ask extravagant. And sometimes because of the extravagance of the ask, the world gets all uncomfortable and thinks, oh, it's tangible. And, you know, that's over the top and you really shouldn't have that. My thing is this. I don't want any of the resources that God wants to empower his kingdom with here on earth. I don't want any of those things being wrapped up in storage in heaven where they could have been put to use here on earth. Would you join me in saying, God, we don't want to deprive ourselves of any blessing or any resource that you have for us to accomplish your righteous goals. We don't want to deprive ourselves because we chose to defend lawlessness instead of righteousness. If you want to get depressed, watch the news sometime and watch how people have hypocritical attitudes towards lawlessness, depending upon whether or not it is a friend or if it's an enemy, if it's an ally or if it is somebody on the other side of the political spectrum. One they will defend, the other they will defend an ally's lawlessness and they will condemn an enemy's lawlessness. I want you to know God has a much higher standard than that. He just hates lawlessness. He hates it in every one of us. I tell people all the time, I said, God hates pride. God hates pride outside the church. God hates pride inside the church. He hates pride in the preacher. He hates pride in the politician. He hates pride in the celebrities. He hates pride in the rich and the powerful. God just hates pride, and he hates lawlessness. And God doesn't want you to have lawlessness distancing you from him. Let's not defend it. Let's repent of it and get rid of it. In Jesus' name. See you next time. Right.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, MerrittAssembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to MerrittAssembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Show